What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you remember last week I told you I've got something pending that I wasn't looking forward to?
I think so.
I told you either Thursday or Friday that Saturday we had an appointment.
Oh, right. Yes.
To go to a cell phone store, get some new phones, and change carriers. My experience is historically going to the cell phone store with any kind of activation of new phones or changing carriers. I think that's a quick way to burn hours. I don't think I've had one quick trip to a cell phone store. Kang used to manage a cell phone store, and you found this to be somewhat hard to believe.
Yeah, especially nowadays. Like nowadays, a lot of times activating phone, they'll let the customer do it at home. You just got to, you know, call a number or whatever. The phones put the next to each other. They swap information, whatever, transfers, and right. And done. I don't know what your particular details on yours is. It sounds like it's a little more different.
Yeah, I mean, look, it involves, again, switching carriers and getting new phones.
While trying to keep the same
number. The switching the carrier part is a little different than just switching phones, for sure.
And so I had blocked off a good portion of time. Now, I want to state it had nothing to do with the individuals there working with us. Because you add in variables like, here come mom and dad. You got the kids. You get somebody that they can't remember a password. And you got to, you know, go. You need that password to be able to do it. You got to call the old provider and get their transfer pin and all this stuff. Saturday, it was 1 hour and 51 minutes, which felt like a win. But by Sunday, stuff needed to get addressed. Went back to the store on Sunday and was basically told you're going to have to come back Monday. So came back Monday. Mondays was 2.5 hours. I think we're all set. There's one more pending move, and that is we had to send a new phone off to our kid. And it went as expected. And again, it had nothing to do with the effort of the people of the store because they're doing everything they can. I just find it to be excruciatingly long and boring, and I hate going to cell phone stores. I wish the phones would never become obsolete. If you get one, you can use it. You know how to use it. No complaints. And eventually it becomes obsolete.
I'm just curious about this. Do your parents want like the most up-to-date?
No. Okay. And that was part of the issue.
So that's because you want to be, for lack of a better term,
they're happy with like their iPhone 6, you know, their first generation.
Before Tomlin became the Pittsburgh Steelers head coach.
Kind of, yeah, because they know how to use it. And we got them free new ones, and this is part of it. You get free new ones, and they have them, and they're like, we hate these, and then we're going to get the old ones reactivated. So some of it's on us, too. But
yeah. Because when I got my mom a new phone last year, it was the same thing. Like, I didn't want to confuse it too much. It's pretty basic, just a nice screen. She wants to be able to take pictures, play a couple games on the phone, text, but you know, have the ability to go on the internet, but all that internet stuff doesn't necessarily have to be there for.
Yep. But anytime there's even so much as you need the upgrade or the system needs to be redone and you move to the next iOS or whatever it is, things on your phone change and suddenly you're like, wait, where do I? Hold on. I used to go right here for this. My thumb knows where to go and now it's not there.
Yeah.
This app has changed. I mean, I had a software update for my laptop last night and I'm dreading going home and turning on my computer and seeing what it looks like. And I think sometimes they do stuff just to do it. You know what I mean? They're like, the engineers have come up with some new way to text and I don't need a new way to text. But anyway, I think we're all good now. I think it was only 3 trips, and I think it was only roughly 5.5 hours. And then, 1.5, 2, it was about It's about 5 hours.
Total. A long time.
Yeah. Okay. Scott Anderson, the feedback's still coming in here on this Pistons talk. Personally, I don't think the Pistons will make a big move at the trade deadline because they're literally the number one seed in the East and can't mess it up. Well, are you saying they don't want to mess it up, or are you saying they can't possibly mess this up? Because we just went through a baseball season where we never said the Detroit Tigers are the best team in baseball. We never said they're the best team in the American League. We used the term, they're acting like it. But we were hoping that they were exactly that. But instead, they were just acting like it. And it turned out to be our fears. I don't know if our fears, but we were being somewhat, I would say, realistic about what they were. And at this point, I mean, the Pistons are, you know, with each passing day and week and month, it's looking more and more authentic. I think the one fear that I have, and caller Brian brought it up, and I think it's legitimate, and we've acknowledged it, is the Pistons are such a effort basketball team that what happens when everybody's giving that effort? What happens when veteran teams that aren't as concerned about home court and are just trying to get there, when they go full throttle, try hard? Are the Pistons, do the Pistons superpower, regular season superpower, get nullified in the postseason because everybody goes there? 248-539-9797. Next text from an unnamed texter. I would not make the Giannis trade. You would have to gut your team for an aging superstar that is starting to get hurt a lot. Nothing personal. I really like Giannis. That's actually from Will. My apologies. Kevin and Evan said, as much as I would love to have Giannis, I don't see the trade-off worth it, especially when we have JD playing as well.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, as he is. Yeah, no. It'd be good to see him get back healthy tomorrow.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, he hasn't played a little bit here, but yeah, I like the direction where he's taking his game. You know, he's becoming a guy who can knock down an intermediate shot and makes free throws, and obviously anything around the rim, he's stuffing it.
Yeah, he's really been awesome to see develop here, and I guess we'll find out very soon if, you know, how good they can be when they get all their guys back, because they've amazingly overcome a lot of injuries, and the depth guys have come through. ESPN did a story about who should be starters and who should be on the All-Star teams. And no surprise, Cade is listed as a should-be starter. The locks to be a reserve, Jalen Duren is listed as a reserve lock. And they write, while Duren might not have the same counting stars as some players behind him on the list, his two-man chemistry with Cunningham and his improvement as a defender have been massive to Detroit's rapid rise. The franchise deserves a second All-Star this season. Jalen Duren should be a lock, according to ESPN.
I think he has a real, real chance to be, because the league usually for All-Star games, they reward winning teams. You know, you could be a great player averaging 30 points a game, but if your team is in last place, you're probably not going to make the All-Star team. But if your team is in first place, and you're a big part of that reason why, you're like, quote unquote, the second fiddle. Obviously, Cade's going to go. Yeah, I think Jalen Duren's got a real shot at the All-Star game this year.
248-539-9797. Let's go to Juan. You're next on 97.1. Hi, Juan.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Juan.
All right. I just want to talk about the Pistons. And actually, to be honest, when Michael Porter was talking about being traded with Denver last year, I was super anti, because I just feel like he didn't give enough effort for Denver. But this Michael Porter I see this year for Brooklyn, I don't know what got into him. Maybe he needed a new identity, but he's balling. So with that point, if you look at the Pistons' history, right, when they traded for Rasheed Wallace, they was like top of the Eastern Conference. When they traded for Mark McGwire back in the day, they was like one of the best records still in the East. And as soon as they made that not-so-huge trades, in my opinion, which was Mark McGwire and Rasheed, they was big because Rasheed was who he was, and Mark McGwire led the league in scoring before. But as soon as they made those trades, them guys went and won a ring right after that. So, yeah, I would prefer Giannis, but I know he's going to cost so many different players, and that might mess up our chemistry. So I'm not too bad on the Michael Porter. If they can get Michael Porter for, like, Tobias and Jaden Ivey, that might not be bad. It could put us over the hump a little bit more.
I got to be honest, Juan. I find myself a little bit stunned that they could get Michael Porter for Tobias and Jaden Ivey, or Tobias and Ron Holland. I feel like that almost sounds too good to be true to me.
Yeah, that's true. But Brooklyn, and they gave up Cam Johnson, but they didn't give Denver a whole bunch for Michael Porter Jr. So maybe they go in a straight rebuild, which to me, honestly, they should do.
Well, they want to free up salary too.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
248-539-9797. Kay is next on 97.1. What's up, Kay?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yep, we got you.
Well, listen, I've followed just as my whole life. I love your show.
Thank you.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. These guys have chemistry. They love each other and playing together. I wouldn't trade for anybody, especially Giannis.
You wouldn't make the Michael Porter trade?
Nope. I would keep everybody where they're at. They're having a ball, and they love each other.
But do you think all that might be true, but is it good enough? Is it the best version of what this team could be?
Absolutely. They all believe in themselves, too. I wouldn't change a thing.
Interesting. Okay, Kay. Thank you. 248-539-9797. Got some NFL stuff we'll get to today at 12:02. Another edition of Fun with Vegas Odds at 12:30. And interesting, I want to talk about that letter that Sheila Ford Ham set out yesterday. We'll get to that today at 12:50 on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.